producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim listeners, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one that holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm filling in for Bradley today. He's doing some work, and it's kind of secretive. Some people know about it, some people don't, but he'll be sure to let you know about that soon. I'm not coming to you from the bunker in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina today, but I am coming to you live from the bunker, the new bunker, in the state of Nevada at the 2016 SHOT Show. I've been very privileged to be brought out here and get to engage a lot of people. Matter of fact, I just got some gospel tracts in from Bradley today, and so this afternoon and tomorrow, I'm looking forward very much to going and engaging some people with the gospel. Not that we haven't been doing that beforehand, but looking very much forward to that. And I missed somebody at the booth yesterday, booth 441. If you are at the SHOT Show, it is Springboard Engineering, and I'll be down there in probably about 2 hours. And then tomorrow. So if you're in the area of Las Vegas, yes, it is Sin City. When I flopped in here on Sunday, you could really tell it. I'm not one about feelings, but you could really tell it's got a proper name for it. But if you'd like to come by, I'd love to meet you, love to talk with you. Booth 441 in the basement. It's Andre DeVilliers Tactical Knives, Springboard Engineering, and I'd love to meet you. If you'd like to call into the show at any time, the phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic at hand. We're going to cover a couple because I've had several from this week, and so I'm probably going to be a smorgasbord rather than, you know, really focusing on something specific today. You can also find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can pick up Bradley at Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and also Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. If you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1. That's Bradley Dean 1. Wow, there is so much going on, and I was listening through the break. I just wrote down a couple of things before I jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com to let you know some of the stuff we got there. This idea that the government, that the states formed to be in Washington, is dealing with clean water, okay, as an act by EPA, as pretended legislation from Congress and Obama, is to be accepted because, well, we have the votes or we don't have the votes, is ridiculous. We have stated over and over, people, Read your Constitution. Go back to your Constitution. Look at where the ideas of legislation are. If the enumerated powers of legislation, which are only granted to Congress, they're not granted to the judiciary branch, nor to the executive branch. If Congress does not have the authority to write a bill, which eventually becomes law, if they do not have the authority to do it, why are we letting them get away with it? And you heard during the break, the reporter, you know, gave the thing about the vote in the Senate and Harry Reid talking, you know, his nonsense about it. Let me break down this issue. The idea of clean water is not an issue for the government that was created in the Constitution. It isn't. It's not in the enumerated powers at all. That's an issue for people to deal with on their own. I don't even think it's an issue for state governments, to tell you the truth. You know, we hear the talk about rugged individualism here in America. But there's not that many people who are rugged individualists. Even those who talk about it. They talk about it because they have millions and millions of dollars for which they think they're self-supported. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not attacking them for having money. That's wonderful. Whatever a man has, as the Bible says, you know, he looks to God for that. God gives to the rich and the poor. No problem with that. Don't have any problem with that. But this idea of rugged individualism really rests with people being dependent upon God and following him and allowing him to provide. This idea of clean water, guess what? You and I can take care of that all on our own. In fact, when you start looking at the issue of water, when it concerns Americans, let me ask you something. What is your government putting in your water to, quote unquote, sanitize it? Let me go a little step further. What are they doing to your dairy products in order to make them edible for you that's up to their governmental standards? In fact, I had an article out about 2 years ago, I think it was. Do you realize that raw milk is much better for you than the pasteurized milk that is sold in most stores? Do you realize that pasteurized milk has more blood, feces, urine, all kinds of nasty contaminants? And the reason they have to heat it up is because they're not taking care of the milk in the first place. And you're drinking it. And when they pasteurize it and it's homogenized, guess what? It's taking a lot of the nutrients out, and then they have to stuff it up with hormones and things in order for you to be able to drink it. How much more with your water? Think about that for a second, America. And we let them do it. Why? Because, oh, we don't want to make a fuss. We don't want to be responsible for what we're, you know, dealing with. And these are things that Bradley talks about. Now, this is on a more personal level. Don't get me wrong. This is not necessarily law and justice issue. But even on the individual level of what we consume, what we feed our families, these are problems that come about. And so on the other side of the break, I'll give you some of the things that are going on in our country. But I just wanted to touch on that because it really bothered me. If you got the vote, you think you can make legislation. That's not the way the Constitution works. So stick with us. We'll take that up on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Several things going on. Many of these you may know about. Some of them you may not. An article posted by Jim White this morning, the Marine Corps Times is calling for veterans to violate their oath. Now, this one has really taken off, and what we have is a media publication calling itself the Marine Corps Times, but saying it's unaffiliated with the government, and I understand that, and yet the writer here is actually encouraging Marines to be the first to call for gun control. Now, I don't know how you call for gun control and uphold your oath to defend and protect the Constitution, which says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And, you know, really, let's be honest, folks. We're going to have to start saying things like it is. The Second Amendment wasn't for hunting, but let me put it to you this way, too. It wasn't for just your self-defense, either. The Second Amendment is specifically in there to provide for a militia that is supposed to be funded and, you know, have training for by Congress. And who's the militia? Is that the National Guard? No, it's not. It really isn't. It's you and me, America. The constitutional police that was envisioned by the framers were the people. And if I can just sidetrack just for a moment, go back into the Old Testament. Before there was a king, before Saul became king, before he was anointed king, we know that God had given his law. We know that God had allowed Moses to set up judges in the land. So there was one law. They didn't alter the law. It wasn't manipulated in any way. And the only time the judges came, you know, were really called upon in those issues was when there was a violation of law or contention between two people over the violation of the law. Somebody stole something, there's a ruling given on that, and such. consider the fact that the people began to look beyond that and they looked for a king. And Samuel was very displeased, so was God. But God told Samuel, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. And why was that? Because God had set up a system into which all those men and all those judges were accountable to him and accountable to his law. I think there's something very similar to what our founders had. But we have judges, but judges have jurisdiction. And just as lawmakers cannot write law apart from or outside of their enumerated powers in the Constitution, judges, federal judges specifically in the Constitution, cannot rule or are not allowed to rule per the Constitution on issues that aren't in their jurisdiction. But I'll tell you where they have ruled. They went and ruled on such things as redefining marriage. They made rulings on that. What they should have said was marriage is not our purview. That is not within our enumerated powers to rule on. And you'll say, oh, Tim, you're not a constitutional scholar. You're right. I'm not. I'm not a lawyer. I haven't even stayed at a Holiday Inn Express, okay, to make such a claim. But I'm simply saying anybody can read their constitution and see what the enumerated powers for each branch is. And they're very limited. And you have, the two-footed, the left and right beast, as it was, Republican, Democrat, left, right, whatever you want to call it, that tramples upon the rights of the people. One does it in the means of security and safety, and the other one does it in the means of providing a welfare state. And the problem that I see is both are big government. Their solutions are always big government. But one side actually tells you, hey, we're for smaller government, this, that, and the other. And then when you listen to their solutions, it's always more government. It's always going to be more taxes that are needed. It's always going to be more of this and more of that that's needed. And I just did an interview this morning with a gentleman, and it was over the Sandy Hook issue. And his name is Wolfgang Harvey. He's a former state trooper down in Florida. And this guy, I mean, that's really, you know, one of the things that we got at was how big government comes in to bring solutions. If it's not pushing a gun-free zone in a school, it's then coming behind it and say, we need more police in schools. Now, understand what I'm saying. It's either you remove all the guns from school, which is a violation, in my opinion, it's a violation of the Second Amendment. People have the right to keep and bear arms. I'm against public indoctrination centers. Don't get me wrong. Any of you who listen to me know this. But the fact of the matter is that if you people trust your kids to the school system, which I don't understand, I really don't understand that, especially if you're a Christian. Deuteronomy 6 is clear. You're the ones to educate your kids, not the state. But if you entrust them to them, why don't you entrust teachers with their right to keep and bear arms to protect your children? Why are you not calling for that? But people don't do that. On the other side are people they're supposed to be on my side, and they call for not arming the teacher and letting them exercise their right. They may be trained. They may be CCW holders and all of these kinds of things. But what they call for is bigger government and expansion of government. We want resource officers, police officers, more tax money going to police officers. We don't need that. We are the police. We're the ones who are supposed to be upholding the law. Remember, our Constitution starts out as who? We the police? No. It starts as we the people. We're the ones who are supposed to be exercising the law. Go back again in the Old Testament. When the law is given and these things are done, they're executed not by a king. I mean, later on they were, after the people had rebelled and said, we want a king rather than you, God. We want to look just like the regular nations. The people are the ones who are to exercise the law. If it was a death penalty case, it wasn't done in a backroom, you know, kind of thing like we do in America. after 20-something years. It was done pretty swiftly, and the people were the ones that executed that. If it was an issue of restitution, which happened in several matters of stealing, instead of incarceration, the people were the ones who made sure that that happened. If it didn't happen, then there was judgment that took place on that. But again, the people were the ones, the executors of the law, not vigilantism. They allowed the judge to rule on what the law said. They weren't judge, jury, and executioner all in one. They perceived something was wrong because they knew the law. That's why it was important to teach your children the law, Deuteronomy 6. And I think that's a New Testament principle too, Matthew 28:18-20. For those who just want to say, well, you just preach the gospel. Yeah, you preach the gospel. Matthew 28:18-20 says, Jesus commanded that we teach all things that he commanded. What are those all things? Well, they're bound up in the law. It's no different than it was in Deuteronomy 6. Teach what God said to your children. Here are the principles. This is what's right and wrong. This is how you deal with these things. And America has abandoned that in large measure. My goodness, the American church has abandoned that. And you wonder why she's dirty and why her saltiness has lost its flavor, while she's trampled among men, because there's no saltiness. That's what it is. The saltiness of the law of God being brought to bear so that sinners see their need of a Savior, who is the one and only Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, his work upon the cross was to save sinners. But I don't want to get too far off of there. I told you I've got several things on my mind this week from being out here in Nevada. And that is one of them that's really stuck on my mind. We have missed the idea that we, the people, are really those who push the law. This is why Bradley asked, how long are you going to let this go? There's something the people have to do, and they can't wait on elected servants in Congress. They can't wait on elected representatives in their state. They have to take the initiative. We have to be the ones who lead. We do. We've got to push that. We've got to push the initiative and the narrative. Back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sanders and Clinton would make same mistake on Middle East. That's from Ben Swan. A great video and article there. You want to check that out. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The perception of patriotism. Sears censors the right of the people to bear arms on Zippo lighters. Can you believe this? Stop dealing with Sears. Stop dealing with them. Stop buying their products. You want to be against them? You want to stop them? You want to shut them down, give a voice? Stop buying their products. Also, The Real Culprits in Eligibility Flap by Eric Rush. You want to check that out. It's dealing with the eligibility issue of natural born citizen. On the other side of the break, we'll pick up from there. Many things to come. Stay with us.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here is why that the 2016 SHOT Show here in the U.S. occupied state of Nevada, the city of Las Vegas. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to be a part of the show. 1-866-582-9933. I was continuing on. Let me make a couple of things here, or point out a couple of things on Sons of Liberty Media, and then I'll jump right back to the issue of being salt and light. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, policing for profit. Cops claimed couple had drugs, but they were really looking for cash. You see, this is supposed to be our work, folks. We're supposed to be pointing out law breaking, and that according to the law of God, not according to the standard of man. And I've talked to some people about the issue of what is considered drugs. It is amazing to me the hypocrisy of the American church. I don't want to get off on this because this isn't really my point. It's amazing to me the hypocrisy of the American church to point out things like marijuana and cocaine and stuff like that as, oh, this is really bad for you and this, that, and the other. When those, you know, for all intents and purposes, those things come out of the ground. They're things that God has provided in the creation. And yet, those same people will have no problem going to the doctor, participating in the taking of numerous foreign pharmaceuticals that are synthetic. They have no idea what they are, what is in them. Their side effects are worse than the problems that you have. The hypocrisy is just astounding. And yet, the war on drugs, the war on terror, both, let me emphasize this, you may think they sound good, but both of them have been used to break down your liberty. Your liberty, America. Your liberty. And impose power to the criminals who will utilize that to break down your freedom. So think about that for a second. Before you jump all over me, before you think I'm bashing it, I'm not bashing it. I'm saying that's how the system is working. We have to work against it. And I'm going to talk about that in just a moment when I get over to what Jesus' words are out of Matthew. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Judge Hillary Clinton is now a prime candidate for prosecution. And my friend Dean Garrison from DC Clothesline has posted one, the viral post that got this Sons of Liberty Media contributor and his website banned from Facebook. Folks, keep Dean in your prayers. He's had some health issues and stuff, and he's been able to crank out a couple of articles the past couple of days, and we're thankful for that. This exposes the issue that we're dealing with Islam and the abomination that is bestiality, something that was removed in the military code of conduct when Barack Obama removed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Many people were unaware of that. Also, I think to go out of those restrictions was the issue of adultery. And so you need to understand these things come full circle to us. They're not something that's way out there in the Middle East. These are things that's coming into America. And why? Because America has abandoned her God. And let me tell you who that God is. It is not Allah. It is not the God who once was a man of Mormonism. It is not any other God of the Hindu, of the Buddhist, or anyone else. It is not the God of the secular humanist. It is the God of the Bible. It is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the one who historically throughout the Christian church has been exalted, who has been preached and obeyed. And folks, if we don't get back to him, we are in deep, deep trouble. We're in deep trouble because we haven't gotten back to him. And so I want to encourage the people with that. Let me just use, we were going back to the salt of the earth. I was making mention of that before the break. Think about Jesus' words out of Matthew 5. He says, "You're the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men." He then goes on to say, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. But neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light to all that is in the house. And then here's the command from Jesus. And it is a command. It is not, will you please do this? It's the command. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. And you say, well, that's nice. I'm asking people to ask Jesus in their heart and this, that, and the other. But let me point out something for many who are listening. You don't bring them the law. Think about that for a second. I ask people, they said, well, somebody asked Jesus in their heart. They accepted Jesus in their heart. Where do you see that in Scripture? Seriously, where do you see that? When you look at the Apostle Peter, he preaches to a crowd. He takes them through their history. And he brings them, the Bible says, they were pricked to their heart. And they said, what do we have to do to be saved? He says, repent and be baptized. Repentance. That was his first response to them. It's the same words that the Old Testament prophets gave, calling people back to what? Asking Jesus in their heart? No. Putting the law of God in their heart, the word of God in their heart. That's what he told them to do. Turn towards the word of God, the law of God. Put that in your mind. Put that in your heart. And then live it out. That's what repentance is driving at. It's put that in your mind. And as you think, you will act. And if you think I'm pulling something way out of context, Jesus continues in that same passage after saying, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Guess what he says next? He says, verse 17, think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle in no wise will pass from the law till all be fulfilled. And he continues, because this is the way Jesus does things. He doesn't back off from the issue. He continues to push it. And he says, whoever therefore shall break one of the least of the commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And then he goes on, he says, your righteousness has to exceed that of the Pharisees. Otherwise, you don't enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, Paul tells us that that righteousness ultimately is bound up in the Christ himself. We receive a righteousness that is outside of us. Okay? It comes through the gospel because of Christ, because of what Christ. We are clothed in his righteousness. But that righteousness does not leave us in the state that we're in. It transforms us. It makes us new creatures in Christ. All things have become new. And so, my friends, when we look out at the turmoil, this is an election year. It's a great way to make a point. When we look out at the candidates vying for votes, and I got to tell you, a lot of this is just a dog and pony show. I'm just going to tell you. People say what they want you to hear. Some of them may even believe it. But the fact of the matter is, there's only one Messiah. His name is Jesus the Christ. There's only one Savior. It's Jesus the Christ. That's it. And if men in this country would bow the knee to King Jesus and submit to his law and seek to push that on the culture rather than the culture pushing their pretended legislation on us, we would see a drastic change in our culture almost overnight. But the church has become weak. We've lost our saltiness overall in the professed church. We're being trampled by men. Look at the churches and the attack. It's not that they're being attacked because they really took a stand. It's they're being attacked and trampled upon because they've lost their saltiness. They're embracing sodomites. They're embracing abortion. They're embracing all kinds of heresies. Unitarianism, which is nothing more than Arianism, which was a heresy condemned long ago, that said Jesus is not God. He's just a created being. And yeah, that happens in a lot of cults. Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, various sects of what's called Christianity. And folks, we have to tie these things back. We have to see how our thinking impacts our actions and then how it impacts our culture. And I got a... there was a message on one of the Facebook posts, I think, that we had up at Sons of Liberty Media. And somebody said, or no, it wasn't that. Excuse me. It was an email that we sent out and somebody responded and says, we're not supposed to be saving the country. We're supposed to be saving souls. Well, I agree with that. That we're to save souls. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think those things are mutually exclusive with one another. Do you think the idea of saving souls in Israel by the prophets for them calling people back to repentance was somehow exclusive to saving the nation itself? Come on, you got to be better than that. I'm not going to give Bradley Sunder away, but even in the paper that he's coming that he has coming out tonight, WND, look, the idea is this. If we don't bring justice, it is a detriment to the society at whole because it encourages more lawlessness. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a woman, even on the Democratic side, who's running for the office of president, the chief executive officer of the law under the Constitution, who is a criminal herself. How insane does anybody have to be voting for such a woman? And how more insane are those who are opposed to her, who talk about the rule of law, the rule of law, the rule of law all day long, the Constitution this, the Constitution, and yet they don't call for any indictments over. And I'm talking about Republicans too, guys. These guys have hearings all day long. They know she's engaged in criminal activity. And as a result of that, do they bring any indictments against her? No. And they put out the information that she's engaged in criminal activity. Why no indictments? Why no charges? Why no arrests? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to finish up. And so as the old preacher used to say, I'll try to speak fast, you listen fast. One of the reasons that we are, in essence, losing a battle that really should be a victory for us as Christians, and we need to keep that in mind. The victory has already been assured in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to make reference to the scripture here. In Revelation 21, this is what it says. But the fearful or the cowardly and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Notice in that the first ones listed are not murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, liars. Those guys are later on down the list. It's the cowards. You say, Tim, are you telling me you're not scared about this, that, and the other? I'm not going to tell you that I don't have fleshly fear. I'm a man, okay, after all. But my Lord has also said, don't be afraid. And how often do you look in the scripture and you see the men of God sorely afraid? Isaiah is one that comes to mind. I'm coming apart as he sees the Lord. Here's a godly man been speaking the truth, and yet when he comes into the presence of God, he said, literally, I am disintegrating. And God, I'm a man of unclean lips. I live among a people of unclean lips. And God's, you know, sends the hot coals there from the angel from the altar and cleanses him. And he's able to stand before him, and then he's bold. Lord, you know, God's saying, who shall we send for us? And then immediately he's bold. He says, well, send me. I'm here. And God says, I'm going to send you on a mission, but it ain't going to be a very fruitful one. The people are going to hear what you have to say, but they ain't got no ears to, you know, really take in what you got. They're going to be blind. They're going to be all of this. Not promising anything. And yet he's made bold by the power of God. And this is what I want to encourage you with. And let me give you an example. There's a man named Samuel. He's an Old Testament prophet. And after Saul became king, God had told them, I think I wrote this, you know, at the first, so we're coming kind of full circle here. Saul became king. The people didn't want, you know, they didn't want just God that they couldn't see, but they could see everything he did. They wanted a king like the Gentile nations around them. And Saul became king. God gave him a command, go and utterly destroy the Amalekites. Now, he was using Saul just like he would later use the nations against Israel in judgment upon them for their rebellion and their lawlessness. And he was using Saul here, the Amalekites, and he said, I want you to destroy everything. Don't leave man, woman, child. Don't leave cattle or any of that stuff. Don't do it. Just eliminate it all. And Samuel had anointed Saul king, and 1 Samuel 15, we pick up the fact that he's going to punish the Amalekites through Saul. And Saul and his people go in, and they fight the Amalekites, and they utterly destroy them, except for a few things in the king, Agag. And the word of the Lord came to Samuel in verse 10 of chapter 15 of 1 Samuel. It says, I greatly regret that I have set up Saul as king. It's not that God didn't know what was going to happen, okay? So you have to understand the language that's used there to communicate to us humans, us creatures, from the Creator, what he's trying to say. He's turned back from following me. Didn't catch God by surprise. He knew this all along as part of God's decree. And he's not performed my commandments. In other words, he didn't destroy all of the Amalekites and all of the cattle and all this other. So Samuel goes to Saul and he confronts him with his sin. He confronts him with, let's say it this way, his injustice and his lack of obedience towards God. And Saul says to him, blessed are you of the Lord. He asked him, what's going on? And Saul, acts like he's performed perfect obedience. He says, blessed are you of the Lord. I performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel goes, you can almost see him putting his hand up to his ear going, if you've performed everything the Lord's commanded, then why am I hearing the bleating of sheep in my ears and the lowing of oxen? And Saul, to justify himself, says, well, wait a minute. We brought those guys out because, you know, the people wanted to spare the best of the sheep. And he wanted to be very spiritual. Okay? You say, well, how do you know that? Because he said, we brought it out to sacrifice to the Lord your God. And the rest we've utterly destroyed. So we kept this good stuff because, well, we want to sacrifice the Lord your God. Of course, if Samuel had not called them out, you wonder if they were going to perform any kind of sacrifice in the first place. And this is where this religious notion to try to justify what we do comes in. And Samuel says to Saul, be quiet. I'll tell you what the Lord said to me last night. And he showed him what God had said. He said, you didn't do exactly as the Lord said. And he said, the Lord's going to tear the kingdom away from you. Even as when Samuel turned his back on Saul, he tore the edge of his robe and he said, he's going to tear the kingdom away from you just like you tore my robe. And Saul confessed his sin. I've sinned. Yet honor me now, please, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and return with me that I may worship the Lord your God. And all of this, Saul keeps saying, the Lord your God. For some reason, Saul doesn't want to acknowledge the Lord as his God. But Samuel brought about the resolve. Listen to this. Samuel said, bring Agag, king of the Amalekites, here to me. And they brought him, and he came to him cautiously. And Agag said, surely the bitterness of death is past. I mean, they spared me this long, right? He's getting a sigh of relief. And Samuel says, as your sword has made women childless, because remember the Amalekites were against the Israelites, so shall your mother be childless among men. And the Bible says Samuel hacked Agag in pieces before the Lord at Gilgal. Samuel fulfilled the obedience that was due Saul. Saul was the one to perform that, and yet the prophet of God had to do what the king would not do. You say, that sounds a lot like Islamic beheading. Yeah, it sounds a lot like that, but what was the command of God? It was to be obedient. Am I saying going out hacking people? No, let me clarify what I'm saying. We have law and we have justice, and it's not being administered. And the people have to rise up and demand that justice be met according to the law. We are not at liberty to go out and be vigilantes. We're not. But we do have a duty to demand that the law be faithfully executed and justice be brought about. And do you know why? Because with justice comes liberty. There is no liberty apart from justice, and there is no justice apart from law. And there is no law apart from the law of God. Plain and simple. It's easy precepts. Anybody can understand this. Law of God establishes all law. Justice comes from that law. Liberty comes by maintaining justice. And yet, what are we seeing day in and day out here in America? I'll tell you what we're seeing. We're seeing injustice over and over. Look at the prison population. You said, well, some people are in there for this, that, and the other. Yeah, I understand some are in there for violent crimes, and they should be dealt with justly. Not holding your property hostage to get your money and your wealth and your family fortune, which you're to pass on as an inheritance to your children, to upkeep criminals who should have been dealt with according to the law of God. Or nonviolent offenders who can be dealt with in other biblical ways that don't require a prison system. The fact of the matter is, America, in large measure, and I'm going to speak specifically to the church, because everybody else is just assumed that's the way you're acting. But to the church, there's no excuse for your ignorance of the law of God, nor the implementation of it, nor the execution of it. If you are in a feel-good church that doesn't preach the law of God, that drives people to the Christ as a savior from sin, which is a violation of God's law, you're in a false church. And we've got to get back to that. That is the roots of American history. The root of the American home, the root of the American culture and government. I've mentioned it many times, the Mayflower Compact. We have to get back to that, folks. This is the message that Bradley brings out. Our history, look back to our history, learn from our history what our founding forefathers engaged in. As they stepped foot in the new world, they acknowledged it was for the glory of God, the advancement of the Christian faith. If that is not our goal as a people, we will surely and utterly fall. May God grant us repentance to do exactly the very things that our founding fathers did. We'll talk to you in 23, and have a great weekend. I won't be speaking to you then. Live from 2016 SHOT Show, Las Vegas. See ya.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.